We've actually been talking about this bill specifically this week in conference, and everyone is on the same page that it's something that we need to do and we need to really get to.
Hi, I'm Jack from Saugerties, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
WGXC Underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026. Or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The Lethal Nexus, Mass Shootings and Domestic Violence. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. You know, the United States is emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic when the pace of mass shootings gets back to normal. As of June 2nd, there were 244 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. That's one to two per day. The place and time of the next of these horrific acts is unknown, but that one will happen is a certainty. Then another, and another. One consequence of the number of mass shootings in the U.S. is that we possess data related to the crimes, which show a correlation between mass shooters and domestic violence. A majority of the men who commit mass shootings, and men commit at least 97% of them, also have a history of domestic violence. That knowledge, along with sensible, fully enforced gun control measures, could help stem the epidemic of mass shootings that blights our society and save the lives of women threatened by intimate partner violence. Early in the morning of May 26th, as workers at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority light rail hub prepared trains for the morning commute, employee Samuel Cassidy, 57 years old, arrived and within an hour embarked on a shooting rampage, killing nine of his co-workers before taking his own life. He had three pistols with him, as many as 32 magazines, at least some of which were illegal in California, and dozens more guns at home. The guns he used were all registered and purchased legally. Cecilia Nelms, Cassidy's ex-wife, told the New York Times he said of his co-workers several times, "I wish I could kill them." Nelms and Cassidy divorced in 2004 after 10 years of marriage, during which time Cassidy became increasingly given to fits of rage and uncontrollable anger with her. In 2009, Samuel Cassidy sought a restraining order against an ex-girlfriend. In her court filing, rebutting his accusations, the ex-girlfriend detailed occasions when Cassidy raped her and other times when he attempted to do so. She described episodes of his alcohol-fueled mood swings and violent rages.
The nexus between firearms violence and domestic violence is a particularly lethal one.
That's Julia Weber of the Giffords Law Center, an expert on domestic violence policy. She was speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
We have over a million women alive today in the United States who have been shot or shot at by male partners. We have 600 women a year, at least, who are killed by their intimate partners as a result of firearms violence. That's one about every 14 hours or so.
Giffords is the gun violence prevention organization co-founded by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head in Tucson while meeting constituents in a shopping center parking lot January 8, 2011. She survived with brain injuries that she continuously works to overcome. Six people were killed by the mass shooter that day. 12 were injured. Julia Weber describes some of the actions that would help stop perpetrators of domestic violence from committing acts of mass violence.
Getting the firearms from someone who currently owns firearms and becomes prohibited. It means ensuring that we have universal background checks so that if someone who is prohibited attempts to purchase firearms or ammunition, that that would show up and they would, in fact, be denied. We also need to do a much better job addressing misogyny and domestic violence from the start. That is, recognizing that there's real harm that occurs as a result of gender bias.
A recent study from researchers at the University of Indianapolis found that, quote, male abusers with guns who take the lives of their intimate partners are much more likely to take the lives of others at the same time. The study also summarized earlier findings that, quote, the presence of a firearm in the home has been shown to increase the risk of death in domestic violence situations as much as fivefold, unquote. In 2020, Bloomberg News published a study of 749 mass shootings, finding that 60% of those mass shootings were perpetrated during an act of domestic violence or by a man with a history of domestic violence. Bloomberg also found that mass shootings perpetrated by domestic abusers had a consistently higher body count. The COVID-19 pandemic trapped countless women at home with their abusers, sparking increased calls to domestic violence hotlines. There was also a surge in gun purchases. Small Arms Analytics reported that in a country already awash with over 300 million guns, more than 26 million guns were sold in the U.S. in 2020 alone. Two necessary steps to stop mass shootings are to deny men who beat and abuse women at home the freedom they currently enjoy to buy and own guns, and to take violence against women seriously, strengthening the laws and institutions that protect them from their abusers. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
Rest in peace to all the kids that lost their lives in the Parkland shooting. This song is dedicated to you.
Okay, she can come, she can come, never say goodnight. What you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired of the day. Stuck in sheets all on my plate. Outside my misery, I think I'll find a way of envisioning a better life for the rest of us. The rest of us.
She can come, she can come, never say goodnight. And I don't mind, cause I can't ride. I'm lost to the God, I'm in my mind. Swear I wanna die, yeah, when you cross my line. Swear I wanna die, yeah, no, I'm not a riot, yeah. I might start a riot, yeah. I'm so tired, yeah. So what's up, what you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired, yeah, hey, stuck in sheets all on my plate.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acura, Casco, and Hudson. That was Hope by XXXTentacion. Stay tuned for great music and discussion and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Town Board, June 2nd, unanimously approved a resolution to extend the terms of the town supervisor and highway superintendent from 2 to 4 years.
Town Attorney Genevieve Trigg said the resolution will be subject to a public referendum and town voters will be asked to approve the measure in November. She said the resolution included both positions, but the questions will be presented separately on the ballot. If the measure receives a majority of the vote, it will apply to the terms beginning January 1, 2024. Greenport Town Supervisor Kathy Eldridge told the town board that attempts were made a couple of years ago to lengthen the term for town supervisor. Town Clerk Sharon Zimko explained that an attempt to extend the supervisor's term a few years ago did not pass. The elected positions of town supervisor and highway superintendent are the only posts in town government carrying two-year terms. Eldridge said, and I quote, "It takes 2 years for projects to get off the ground," end quote. In the first year of office, the supervisor works from their predecessor's budget, she added. Eldridge was elected supervisor in 2017 and 2019. Current Highway Superintendent John Mousall was elected in 2019 and was sworn into office in January 2020. The town clerk, town board members, and town justice all serve four-year terms. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The developers of a controversial housing subdivision in Cornwallville will have to wait a little longer for their proposal to get a public hearing. Bosk Development of Hudson submitted a plan to the town of Durham in November calling for the subdivision of 95 acres that border Strong Road and Cornville Wall Road. The project includes the construction of 12 new homes and a farming operation. Scott Oymet, a senior civil engineer with Catterskill Associates of Cairo, on behalf of Bosk, made a presentation at the public meeting of the Durham Town Board on June 1st. Oymet said the design team had done a lot of work updating the plans since its last appearance before the board. He said, and I quote, "The subdivision plans have been revised to incorporate a lot of the comments we have heard to date from the community," end quote. Oymet requested a public hearing be scheduled. Since the details of the project were disclosed, public comment was abundant and largely in opposition to the development. Oymet's request was turned down because 4 days before the meeting, Catterskill Associates submitted the updated plans to the town that included nearly 1,000 pages of information. Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said 4 days was not a sufficient period of time for the board and its engineering firm to review the submission. Marriott said, and I quote, "I think I speak for the board when I say we are not having a public hearing until we get to that point," end quote. Dozens of no subdivision lawn signs are posted townwide. Concerns expressed by community members range from the environmental and traffic impact to the impact the development will have on the historic character of the hamlet. Read more at porcupinesoup.com. Rick Collin reports for the Times Union that New York lawmakers passed a bill this week that, if signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, would ban the use of coal tar in pavement sealing. Minnesota, Washington State, and the District of Columbia already have a ban on the suspected carcinogen. Coal tar, a byproduct in the making of coking coal for steelmaking and other industrial uses, is not dangerous by itself. It even has medicinal uses because of its antifungal and anti-itching properties. But in pavement sealing, coal tar contains polycytic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are believed to bind to DNA. If Cuomo signs the bill, the ban won't start for 2 years. You can read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Fair is back this summer after it was canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. Ryan also said the county pool complex will reopen over the Independence Day weekend. The fair is now scheduled to take place from Tuesday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 8th at the Ulster County Fair in New Paltz, Ryan said. The county pool complex, which features an Olympic-sized swimming pool and two large kiddie pools, will stay open until Labor Day, September 7th. Individuals not vaccinated will be required to wear masks when not in the pool, and to maintain social distance when not in the pool. Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, "After an incredibly difficult year, we finally have a chance to celebrate and enjoy summer," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The Ulster County Fair is an event that is enjoyed by our entire community, and I'm looking forward to being able to have our fairgrounds once again be a hub of fun and recreation for all of our Ulster County families," end quote. The Ulster County Agricultural Society board members and management team released a statement saying they are excited to welcome back the, and I quote, "fair family and supporters for a 2021 Ulster County Fair," end quote. Information can be found online at ulstercountyfair.com. The fair operators submitted a COVID-19 safety plan to the state health department. That plan includes an online ticketing system to control capacity, contact tracing, no indoor entertainment, and additional cleaning protocols. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 4th. Starting off the day already in the mid-60s, we reach 72 by 11 a.m. Cloud cover keeps it from getting any warmer. Scattered rain showers will be in the region, possibly causing some thunder this afternoon. Overnight, it's back down to the low 60s, and tomorrow it gets hot. A high of 88 is expected, along with some gusty winds in the afternoon. Sunday will be just as hot with even more sun exposure. Make sure you play it safe this weekend. Stick to the shade, drink plenty of water, and watch others for signs of heat exhaustion. Pollen levels for today will be low. They will be medium to high over the weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:58 a.m., high tide at 11:34 a.m., then low tide again at 6:14 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 66 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:12 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see Earth is entering a stream of debris from asteroid Icarus, source of the Eriatide meteor shower, expected to peak on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 327 kilometers per second at 8.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 28. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC Underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Auftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact.
Clubhouse.
because it's the clubhouse. It's the fun house. It's the best house. Bit of a mess house, more stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too. So nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Hello, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. You are just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song made in our Tracks Music program by DJ AJ. I am your host, DJ Ricky.
And your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money.
Yeah. Welcome back. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So today we're going to be bringing you a show kind of chilled and laid back on a Friday. It's just going to be a rap radar, but like the whole show. So we're going to have a good selection of songs, just a vibe to. And our school. Also, before we get started, low key, there's a new season of Fortnite coming out next Tuesday. I feel like that's important for gamers out here. Next Tuesday, June 8th, new season of Fortnite. It's about to be Alien, Outer Space.
Are you going to be playing it?
Duh. I spent like $500 on Fortnite.
God. You're addicted, huh? You're a Fortnite kid, huh? You're a Fortnite kid.
Yeah. So, also, the last day of school for Catskill.
For Catskill.
Is June 15th. So, if you're listening and you're from Catskill, you go to school. The last day of school is June 15th.
Bro, our last day of school is June 24th. I told all my teachers, I said, I'm sorry. I'm done going to school June 20th. That is the official first day of summer.
Hey, man. Juneteenth, man. That black holiday.
Juneteenth.
I don't think there's any school for y'all on Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
But, just figured I'll tell ya, school about to end. Summer about to come. Unless you got a summer job, then you kind of a bum. But other than that,
shoot, join us. Are you good? If you want,
back. Clubhouse. Come join.
Yeah.
Come get lit.
Yeah.
Bring your papers.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Pick 'em up and throw 'em, watch his body drop. Captain button, blink, blink, stick, sticks, mix. mix, sips, tips, dips, skips, whatever, whatever. Baby, I'm getting this cheddar, cheddar. Now it don't matter the weather, weather. I'm in the go like a header. Yeah. I thank God he made me better. Yeah. That's your shorty, come and get it. Yeah, yeah, 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 turn me up. Yeah. Turn me up, yay.
Tell him what's up,
tell him what's up.
Tell him it's on,
tell him it's on.
Tell him what's up,
tell him what's up.
Tell him it's on,
tell him it's on.
Tell him what's up,
tell him what's up.
Tell him it's on,
tell him it's on.
Tell him what's up,
tell him what's up.
Tell him it's on.
Yeah.
We are back. The title of that song was Tell 'Em by Cochise.
Yeah.
And Snot. So there are four.
That was fire. Like,
tell 'em what's up.
Tell 'em what's up. Tell 'em what's up.
Hey, I rate the house. So on the scale of
1 to 10?
1 to 10, how you rate that?
Rate that.
In fact, from now on, I feel a rap radar. We should have a rate.
A
song. We should have a rates, right? And then we're going to tell y'all, based on our ratings, which one's the best.
That's valid. That's fine.
We're going to have a song of the segment. Yeah, okay. Song of the segment.
So, I'm going to rate that like 1 out of 10. I'm going to say I'll give that a 9. I give that a solid.
Damn.
No, probably I'll like an 8.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah,
it's
8.2. Okay.
Next up, we got, it's my favorite.
Young Stunner.
We got Proud of You by Lil Uzi. No, hold on. My fault. Young Stoner Life and Young Thug featuring Lil Uzi and Young
Thug.
Yeah. Let's get to it, man.
Uzi, I am proud of you.
I said Slam, I'm proud of you.
I was talking to Thug, he said, Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. He said, that's a Rolly kid. I said, this is a new Rolly kid. I am a Splistonian. Look how big this Rolly is. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. He said, that's a Rolly kid. I said, this is a new Rolly kid. I am a Splistonian. Look how big this Rolly is. Uzi, I am proud of you. Rap. Star yellow, black orange. Went 10 and my 8 turned orange. Pull up new lamb, no insurance. Baby foreign. Overseas money when it's torn. Get up in the eyes, start. Let me strap my leg out like George. Whoa, let's blow. It's no way that I'm finding you. We move like a. We ain't got a lot to lose. No, no, at all. Yes, my roly face is green. Shiny roly face is red. Got no roly face is blue. Let's go. For sure, for sure. I could never make that girl my. Cause she play with her nose. Ew. Put diamonds on my wrist, my hands. My neck, my nose. I ran out of space, put it on my ankle. Put it on my toes. Oh yeah, put it on your. Put it on my bro. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. He said, that's a Rolly kid. I said, this is a new Rolly kid. I am a Splistonian. Look how big this Rolly is. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. He said, that's a Rolly kid. I said, this is a new Rolly kid. I am a Splistonian. Look how big this Rolly is. Uzi, I am proud of you. I jumped in the crowd. And I feel so proud. I killed by my dog. And that's a hands down. Uzi, I'm real king. Somebody pass my crown. I had a dream about. Woke up, pulled an ounce. I just bought a car. Put it in my mouth. 150 large. And I still hang tall. I supply this town. I ran out of rounds. I took off the rolling and put it on the ground. Took the words out my mouth. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. He said, that's a Rolly kid. I said, this is a new Rolly kid. I am a Splistonian. Look how big this Rolly is. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. Uzi, I am proud of you. I said, Slam, I'm proud of you. He said, that's a Rolly kid. I said, this is a new Rolly kid. I am a Splistonian. Look how big this Rolly is. Uzi, I am proud of you.
Mario on her every day. And I'm on the water just like a crate. sitting on the face, marinate. Stop by the eye like a parasite. I got the heat at 200 Fahrenheit. I got a European on barrel white. Rolling the like I'm a rampant. I keep at least 10,000 on my land. They just wanna me cut my stash. I let on 32 just like magic. Told them, give me rooftop drop. But we shoot at your whole head, we ain't cropping it. I'ma air it out just like the laundryman. Walking with whole bags, money counting, man. And my neck water like the fountain, man. And we got zero losses like the Portland, man. Get to the money, you know it's important, man.
Uzi, I am proud of you. Uzi, I'm so proud of you.
Okay, we is back with it. Feel me? Okay, DJ Shout Money.
Yo.
DJ Shout Money, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. Yeah. What's your rating, boy?
Respectfully. Off rip. A couple of y'all not gonna like me. I feel like this song is overrated.
Facts, facts. I thought it was gonna be a bop.
Like yeah. When I be hearing like y'all singing it, like you Bubba, fucking well. Only I am proud of you. I'll be like, okay, let me turn. Like,
listen to the song, it's like, oh my god.
His junk overrated. Respectfully, I'm going to have to give it most likely the lowest. I'm going to probably give it like a one.
The facts.
Except, have to give it a one.
All right, a one. God damn.
Two being on a nice day.
Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to give it a negative two.
I was going to give it a negative. I didn't want to be too mean.
I'm going to give you a negative seven.
Oh my god.
Negative seven.
Oh my goodness.
If somebody is worse than that, then. Sheesh. But this next one we got, Never Left by Lil Tecca. This is going to be about.
No, it's going to be anything. Bankroll.
Doing what I say. So. All right, yeah, you fire. So we about to get back with you.
Yeah, we going.
It's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes. I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Yeah, said he want no vibes. Came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit. Came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love. Girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes. Came back like I never left. Only do it if it feel natural. I can't force it. They say where you get that swag from. I bought this. If you ask me, then I'm number one, but that's my opinion. You could go check the stats yourself, just start signing in it. Try and compete with me in the same lane. Run, I'm in my own way, see if they maintain. Feeling like I'm almighty, so the bang bang. Got some hope for the gang gang, smoke for the pain pain. Fashion, fashion, yeah, fashion fanatic, yeah. To money and addict, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah. Got so much packs on you, I think I be trapping, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah. When you really got it, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. What you tryna talk about? It ain't about money. I don't hear no notification, not the bank calling. Got the keys, I could pick a door like the warden. You can't even roll a mic, gas blunts floating. What even what happened? I'm like a virgin in Paris, yeah. Oh, that's a bitch, I'm embarrassing. Boy, my son, carriage, yeah. We having fun with this still. I can tell that you overthinking. I could do it with my eyes closed. You can see that I'm barely blinking. Fashion, fashion, yeah. Fashion fanatic, yeah. To money and addict, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah. Got so much packs on you, I think I be trapping, yeah. I guess that what happens. Yeah, when you really got it, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left.
Oh my god, my favorite song. My favorite song.
That's the best so far. I'm not gonna hold you. That's I'm the not best gonna so hold far.
You. What you giving that? I know what I'm giving it.
I'm giving it a 9.9.
9.9. Respectfully, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
9.9.
I'm giving that a 10 out
hey,
of 10.
Hey, man, you're not supposed to get a 10 to the end of the thing, man. You're not supposed to get because what if a song better and then y'all both got two 10s?
Okay.
You can give it a 10.
If the song is better, she's gonna break my scale.
Oh, facts. Give it an 11.
Okay.
Okay, fire. All right, but we kind of getting down to what? 6:30?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So next song.
Wait, hold on, man. Play this, man. Go
play this.
What is it? It's Polo G and Lil Wayne.
Polo G and Lil Wayne. Gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
And the reason why I picked this song, I knew what I was doing, you feel me? So I picked Lil Tecca, Never Left. And I'm pretty sure in his one of his verses was like, something gang, gang, right?
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, Polo G and Lil Wayne, gang, gang. Like, you feel me? Like, smart thinking. But
no, damn well, that's not what you was playing.
That's what I was planning.
No,
that's
damn.
What I was planning.
Okay. I'll give you your credit.
Thank you. Now we finna get into it. Then 6:30 news.
Yeah!
Yay!
Who said yay?
So you see them gray clouds, I might fuck around, drop the top in the rain. For the squad, we don't play around, we'll lay them down, hit his top close range. He just pretend, he not with the gang. Remember back then, I said, I'll wait, bang. When from Jake's, block hot like I'm Wayne. Then I caught a meal on the watch and the chain. I'm just trying to put a lock on the game. Hot split from this Glock on it flame. Young, up now, remember back then, clown on me. Now from the heaven gates, only way in, way of looking down on me. Keep at least 200,000 on me. Keep at least like 30 rounds on me. When my nips to the wheels fall off, don't care if my ride on E. Gucci slides, Versace rolls, palm trees, exotic. Snitching, he can't right his wrongs. Once he play that writer role, slime shoot, we wipe his nose. Fans watching might strike a pose. Do a head, take flight, we gone. We just take the dice and roll. So you see some gray clouds, I might fuck around, drop the top in the rain. For the squad, we don't play around, we'll lay him down, hit his top close range. He just pretend, he not with the gang. Remember back then, I said, I'll what he bang. Running from Jake's, block hot like I'm Wayne. Watching the chain, I'm just trying to put a lock on the game. Hospital put this Glock on the flame.
Soon as I touch down, them feds behind on me. Heard it got money out of my head, tell them come crown a king. Let the work thaw out for 14 days, that's quarantine. I pull my heart out before my baby, no R&B. 6'6", dudes, my pyro, big suit, woo, slime my groove, slash, I shoot, white piss nose, God bless you, black, I'm not through. Black, tat, duck, goose too big. Zombie for the smoke, that's Uncle Snoop and Martha Stoop. Call me Cavalotti, big Slamalini, this slime Gotti. That ain't the guinea, look at the Gotti. From it to Zimi, a Pino Nuami, a high fettuccine from the better Raleighs. I'm like Rick Pitino or Jack Calipari. I'm leading my team, yeah, right to the finals. That money talking and we talking private, I'm the correspondent. Hold on, Gucci slides and Versace rolls. I slide up. I bang on anybody, gang, and I ball with all my slime and nose on gang, gang on Holly Grove, no plain Jane. I smoke Zario, and when the rain came, I put the top down under the dark clouds. I'm shining gold, you to the gray clouds. I might pick around and drop the top in the rain.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York lawmakers are considering a bill to end qualified immunity for police. New York City has already ended the shield for police accused of misconduct. Alex Reinhart, a professor at Cardozo Law School and scholar of the doctrine, said, and I quote, "What qualified immunity does is it protects officers who violate the Constitution. If an officer violates my constitutional rights, I will not have a remedy against that officer, unless there was prior case law that made it clear that it was a violation of my constitutional rights," end quote. State Senator Robert Jackson and Assembly Member Pamela Hunter are advocating for the bill that, and I quote, "provides a civil action for deprivation of rights which is caused by any person or public entity," end quote. But the bill is currently in committee and the 2021 legislative session ends next week. Hunter says the bill has one message, and I quote, You, government entity, municipality, are solely responsible for the actions of your officials, and you are fiscally responsible for damages if something happens. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that taxpayer funds covered work of the town attorney reviewing texts that the Ghent Planning Board used in an advertisement it paid for the Columbia paper. At the April 15th Ghent Town meeting, the town board criticized the planning board for their handling of an application from Art Omai. The problem led to the art organization withdrawing its application from the planning board. So then planning board members paid for the newspaper ad to defend themselves. Town board members then questioned how the letter would benefit the town at all. Art Omai chair Francis Greenberger said of the planning board members buying an ad that, and I quote, "It seems as if they wanted to present their narrative without the fact-checking and normal review that the press usually subjects newspaper reporters to." He said, noting that an adjacent property owner on the planning board declined to recuse herself on the issue. Full disclosure, Art Omai is a WGXE underwriter. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media in the Ravenna News that a Central Hudson hired worker last week trimmed a pair of trees on Main Street in Ravenna for routine vegetation management, but went too far and the trees had to be taken down. Central Hudson spokesperson Joe Jenkins said, and I quote, "We do this routinely to keep tree limbs clear from transmission and power lines. In this instance, there were two trees on Main Street where our crews were working. Those trees have been part of our regular trimming schedule," end quote. But after the worker did the regular trimming, someone in a truck with strobe lights on the roof, who fooled crew members into thinking he was a village official, asked the crew to trim back the tree even more. Jenkins said, and I quote, "They then performed additional trimming because this individual said it was needed because limbs were brushing against trucks driving down the road," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The crew complied with the request," end quote. But that person was not a village official, and no one knows who he was. Mayor Bill Miskiraka said, and I quote, "The landscape of our main street has been destroyed for the next century," end quote. Central Hudson then sent contractors out to remove the trees altogether, but left stumps, which now have flower pots on top. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Yo, this for those Billie Eilish lovers. Yeah.
Right now, like I'm losing track of time. Like I don't really care right now. But maybe that's fine. You weren't even there that day. I was waiting on you. I wonder if you were aware that day was the last straw for me. And I know I sent you flowers. Did you even care? You ran the shower and left them by the stairs. Ooh, yeah. Thought you had it together, but damn, I was wrong. You were nothing but a lost cause, and this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. You ain't nothing but a lost cause, and this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw. but you got no doubt. I used to think you were shy, but maybe you just had nothing on your mind. Maybe you were thinking about yourself all the time. I used to wish you were mine, but that was way before I realized someone like you would always be so easy to find. So easy.
Song was Lost Cause
by Billie Eilish.
All right. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
If we're rating her 20 out of 10.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
But,
that
if we're rating a song, 4 out of 10.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give it like a 4.5.
She's about to nice. That's one up against mine. That's half a one up against mine.
I'm going to be a little nice.
No.
I'm going to give it like a 5. I'll give it a 5. I'll get a 5. Like,
but yeah. That's it.
Well, I didn't pick this song whatsoever.
No, it's the best one. Anybody who had Musically back in 2016, 2017,
Musically.
Y'all know this.
Musically?
Yeah, boy. This song
that's
is.
That's crazy. Before Musically became TikTok?
Yes, it was way better. You go on there and see mad little teenagers, mad little kids. Now you go on
that
there
was,
and see
that was better.
Shaking their butt. Like, hey, yo.
Bro, why is this on here, man? This
oh, wait, hold on. Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Thank you. LGBTQ.
Yeah, shout out to them.
LGBT, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. But we're going to get into this song.
It's called It's Vibe. A Vibe by 2 Chainz. It's a what? She won a what?
Yeah.
That's a vibe, she wanna vibe, that's a vibe, yeah, that's a vibe, it's a vibe, and that's a vibe, yeah, that's a vibe, oh, it's a vibe, and that's a vibe, yeah, that's a vibe, she wanna vibe, that's a vibe, yeah,
that's a vibe, she wanna vibe. That's a vibe, it's a vibe, yeah, late night. Oh, it's a vibe, let me slide. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah. Dim the lights. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah. Get high, it's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah.
It's a vibe, don't you lie. You're dripping, dishing, dripping down your thighs. It's a vibe, get high, digging deep while I'm looking in your eyes. Vibe is the realest, I know you feel it. It's a vibe, different vibe, it's my vibe, I oughta like it.
Okay, so I got the ambience, it's where I want it. And if you get paid, it's solely based on your performance. My ego is enormous like my crib in California. If you ain't got no heart, man, you're gonna need a donut.
now I said I'm from the corner of the ATL. Well, we got that clientele, avoid paper trails. Broke so many bells down that I'm shell shocked. I held soul rocks by the mailbox. Got a vibe, make a yellow chick turn the neck. Got a vibe, make a cougar wanna spend a check. Got a vibe, make an Asian wanna botch. Got a vibe, make a Italian want Versace. Carbon copies get declined, I'm the pioneer. Beat that be up, I need riot gear. Any volunteers, gas in a Ziploc. Now that's loud and clear, this one out of here. This is our year.
That's a vibe, that's a vibe. That's a vibe, oh that's a vibe, yeah. That's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe. That's a vibe, yeah, yeah, it's a vibe. Am I your type? Type? Maybe I'll spend the night, yeah, yeah. That's a type. What's it, why? That's the type of shit I like, yeah, yeah. That's a type. It's a vibe. That's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So again, we are
back.
We are back. Okay, that song probably brought back some nostalgia from, you know, back in the days. Woo. Before COVID, before schools were shut down, before we was worried about clothes, before we was just chill,
just wearing masks, talking about.
And before we was, you know, yeah, all them vaccines, all that, yeah.
But did you hear that, like? Eventually, we should go back to normal without wearing masks and stuff. Like, yeah, people get vaccinated.
You have to get vaccinated. Yeah. Like, they're going to make it mandatory or else you can't go back to school.
Really?
For us, yeah.
Oh,
like, they don't want to do
yeah,
online. Sense. Even yeah. though that online was mad fun. You wake up, you don't even got to get dressed.
Right, you just got to show your face.
Oh, just type in a little code, lay back down on the bed. Mm-hmm. But how are they going to know I'm not there? They didn't make you turn my cameras on. They did that for, like, the first month of school. After that, they ain't care. They did not care at all. At all.
We had to do that the first day of school ever since then. I ain't never had to put my camera on.
But no, the only reason why I really started putting my camera on was because one day my aunt was doing the laundry, right? And I was doing, she always folds the laundry in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? Well, living room, basically.
Yeah.
And I was in there doing my schoolwork, right? On the meets in there. And it was ninth period, too. Almost the end of the day.
Okay.
My teacher, my teacher, she used to make us turn our cameras on, right? And so she was like, Lincoln, I've only seen your ceiling this whole school year.
Because
I would just have the screen pointing up facing this ceiling. And she went, Lincoln, I've only seen your ceiling this whole school year. I'd like to see your face. And I was like, nah, because Chromebooks make you look crazy.
No
they make
cap.
You look crazy. Plus, I was wearing a tank top, and I had, like, shorts on, and I had no socks on. And
yeah, it wasn't the best moment.
And I had a pink silky on. It was,
nah. Yeah, it wasn't the best moment.
Nah. And then my aunt was like, boy, you better put that damn camera on you. Mm-mm-mm. I was like, you don't see well? I said, no, I don't care. Put it on.
Damn.
So then I had to put the camera on me. Mad people, I know they was clowning me in the chat, too. They had to be, because, like, bruh. I'm the only one she even said anything to. She's like, Lincoln, I haven't seen your camera. I haven't seen your face. I only saw your ceiling.
She hugged you a couple times. She only sent you.
She said, I only saw the top of your head a couple times. You little do-rags.
That's hilarious. Like, but oh for me, God. My school, I think, like, they're mad chill, at least when it comes to, like, online. Like, I had to show my face once at the beginning of the year. And then that was it.
Oh, yeah. And in my cooking class, we had to put on our cameras. And she said, you cannot have it pointing at the ceiling. You must show your face.
That is so true.
You know what I did? I put a Halloween mask on the first day of school. And
that is smart.
She made me take it off, but
it's a vibe.
I had to take it. Okay. But anyways, off topic.
What do you think of that song? It's a vibe.
We have another throwback.
Okay. Wait, but you didn't read it, man.
Oh, my fault, OG.
Dang, man, why are you screaming, man?
My fault, OG.
It's okay, man.
It's a vibe. Okay. The fact that it's nostalgia. 2 Chainz. And the fact that the word vibe is in there, even though nobody even says vibe anymore.
I say valid. I say a lot of valid.
I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
I'll give it a 6. I'll give it a 6.
Man, you messed up for that, boy.
What? Cause just cause it's a throwback?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. But yeah, that was good.
So far, no song has topped Little Tekka for me.
That's cause you fiending Little Tekka. You favoring Little Tekka. No, cheating with Little Tekka.
Man,
better play that. There's one more song that I feel like we'll top it. That the other song.
Which one? One or two?
Two. Remember the one that's like, says you want to leave?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We got to.
Yeah. So, which one are we playing right now?
So, next song by Trippie Redd.
It's called
Mystery. Oh, my goodness. You scream a lot, man. You get turned down. But we're going to get into this. Yeah.
I love Trippie Redd.
Can't see a damn thing, fake walk. I can't see a damn thing, fake walk.
Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't be me. I'm in that guinea. With a nice bikini. What a Fiji. It ain't me, me. She won't please me. Cause she need me. If I mean me. They like my. Hella top, we don't when they the cops. Artists all into the Glock. Us never them, you ain't that. I'm a him, you get zapped if it's static. Get that Mac, it go peel. Smoking gas, smell the fume. In that vet, it go fume. I'm a vet, little dude. You a pet, do what I say, not what I do. Tell him sit, come here. I just seen some down the block, that ain't from here. No, I got a lot, but I. Damn boy, yeah. If I catch the ops, then I'm up in the damn score, yeah. Bra, 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 bra. I can't see a damn thing, big walk. I can't see a damn thing, big walk. Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't beat me. I'm in that guinea. Wanna feed you, it ain't me, me. She won't please me, cause she need me. If I mean me, they like mine. If I mean me, she like mine. If I mean me, she like mine. If I mean me, she like mine.
Ha, no doubt.
She got a cutter, man, I need it. She tell her I want it, tell her I want it. I need it, tell her I want it. Come get your dog, get your dog. She too greasy. So meat, I'm not vegan. I'm gon' eat it. I bet y'all beat it. I put on a bus. I got to see it. I put on a bus. I'ma lead up bleeding. I'ma lead up geeking. Have it gone by the weekend. Got too much water. Got me leaking. She got me leaking. I'm on the deep end. I'm on the deep end. Yeah.
I can't see a damn thing, fake walk. I can't see a damn thing, fake walk.
Yeah. They like Stevie. They can't see me. They won't be me. I'm in that guinea. With my zucchini. Wanna feed you. It ain't me, me. She won't please me. She need me. But I need me. They like my.
Okay, so
yeah. What'd you rate it at?
Respectfully, I'm gonna give that like a 7.9.
I'm gonna say 8.
Okay. Okay. Trippie Redd, you fire. It's just TikTok. Nah.
Now, this song.
Hold up. You forgot?
I know.
About John Wolf?
Oh, John Wolf.
That's not John Wolf. That's Lil Tekka. See, look how much this man favors Lil Tecca. He look, pulled up the Lil Tecca video again.
Actually, this is
what I'm talking about.
Actually, that's cap.
No. Look. Nope. That's straight truth. Stop playing. We know he favors Lil Tecca. Yep.
No, I just love it.
Yep. Yep. The song was called Anymore. It was called Anymore. DJ Shot Money.
Yeah, I know. Good job. I know. I got you, man.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And let's get started.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.